Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow us on social media. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. And I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. And Rob's got some new Odd Couple merch for those who really want to support them and support the show, right? On your social media. Great. They make great Christmas gifts.
Look at you, Chris. Go ahead.
Christmas is around
the
corner.
Yes, sir.
I want my 57%.
You're going to get, hey, everybody's going to get a little something. And Alex is working on another project, Chris, that I think Alex chime in. I think people will love.
It's you could say, Rob, it's almost like having your own personal show to go.
So you guys, Chris, you've made a reference to that before, right?
You know what it is? You want us to tell us
the vegan, what are they called?
Vanties? Are you talking about planties?
Planties.
No.
Not the planties?
Okay, CB, we won't be on the show anymore if that blows up. Come on now.
Exactly.
So basically, what Rob brought up to my attention is people always talk and comment and they love the show, the little type of things we add to it, the intricacies, the background noise, the drops, the different type of things you guys say that we love. So I'm building together, it's almost like a thing to go for you where we're going to have like the intro, Chris's, aw, yeah, Rob saying all his stuff, and we're going to put a little to go box for you, so you can put them as like a text tone. You can have them as little things for you. It's going to be great, man.
So you, Chris, you'll be able to download, pay a nominal
fee. It can be like a ringtone.
Yes.
And then you'll be able to have all those things. You saying stop it, me saying no way, no how.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be able to get the Odd Couple theme song, like all of those things. So, yes. And tomorrow I'm going to unleash. There's a new Chris Broussard t-shirt coming out. It'll all be on social media tomorrow. So be looking out for that.
I think it's a nice shirt. I'm dressed to the nines. Yeah, I'm dressed to the
very
nines.
Very nice.
You know?
Hey, Rob, do we tell Chris yet that he's getting no cut or what?
I don't get to wear suits to work like Rob does. Okay?
And Chris, your cut will not be good.
Do we tell him yet?
What?
Sorry, CB.
What?
He doesn't need it. His wife's a doctor.
My lawyer will see you guys. All right. We got Rod Woodson, the Hall of Fame defensive back, coming up at the bottom of the hour to talk all things NFL. And let's stay right there. Obviously, Rob, it's a football Monday. First, let me start off by saying this. I feel terrible for Odell Beckham Jr. You never, Rob, want to see any player get hurt. And on the second snap for the Browns yesterday, OBJ, Baker Mayfield throws an interception. OBJ is trying to make the tackle and tears his ACL, out for the season. So you feel for him, one, because you don't want to see that happen to anybody. Two, because he is a legitimately great talent. And three, Rob, he hasn't been able to stay healthy. This is this is the worst injury.
This is where he is, though, now.
Right.
I agree with you. I mean, every time it's something.
Yep.
And it's not his fault, but guys get into that. He's not that guy that everybody wowed when he made that catch on Sunday Night Football, Chris. That was like, that could have been a decade ago, for all I know.
Right.
That's how long it's been.
That could end up, Rob, being the signature play of his career. And it was a great play, but it happened so early. The game was, it was just a regular season game, right? Nothing.
But it put him on the map for everybody.
Right.
Everybody saw that catch.
But it would be a shame if that he does nothing greater. I mean, you're not going to make a greater individual catch, but you know what I mean? Big catches, big games, things like that.
Like a big catch in the Super Bowl or a playoff win, a late second touchdown. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can do, and you're right. It doesn't look like he's in that position, and he just hasn't been able to stay healthy. And you know, of course I was heartbroken because I had a big bet in Vegas, right. A props bet. Because
so, he ended up with what, 3 TDs?
No, he had 4 because he had the 50-yard run.
So he does have 4, but you had what, more?
6. He's got to get 5.5. Four. 5.5.
Okay.
He needed 5.5.
Wow. He would have got it. He would have gotten it. Yeah, he would have gotten it. Well, how much I'm not going to ask you how much.
Couple hundred bucks I'm out. A couple hundred bucks. So.
See, man, you could have just gave me some Jordans. Come on. Dang. And next time you want to put a bet up like that, ask me for a Jordan bet.
But that wouldn't
but
feel right.
But a lopsided one.
That wouldn't feel right for you. That wouldn't feel right. I don't.
If you just
like
bought
that.
Me some Jordans?
Yeah, that would be like.
No, it would feel right. It would feel right. Trust me. No. I'm going to say this, though, Rob. I'm not calling this a blessing in disguise at all. And
all right,
I will
Tony
say
Dungy.
This. I will say this. I believe, yeah, that certainly hadn't worked out, right? The Cowboys.
No.
I'm going to say this. I definitely think Odell Beckham Jr. is the best wide receiver on the Browns. I don't think there's any question about that. That's my premise, or I want to throw that caveat out there. However, Rob, I do think Baker Mayfield may be better off without OBJ. Here's why. OBJ is such a strong personality. He's such a guy that all the locker room looks up to. All the guys that want to be cool, want to be part of the in crowd, you know, they look up to OBJ, including Baker Mayfield. And I think that Baker looks for OBJ too much. I think he feels kind of pressure, you know, to get him the ball. Or maybe it's your good friend or a guy you kind of look up to or you want to impress, you want to keep happy. So you look for him rather than just throwing the ball to the man who's open. And there's numbers to back this up, Rob. Here it is. First of all, just on Sunday, all right, when he threw an interception when OBJ's in there, that's not OBJ's fault at all. But after OBJ is gone, and now it's like hit the open man. Go through your progressions. You know, whoever's open, get him the ball. He throws 5 touchdowns to a bunch of, most of them nondescript receivers that many people have never heard of. But beyond that, we know he rolls against the Bengals, all right? But he's in his career, he's played 6 games against the Bengals. When OBJ is not available in those games against the Bengals, here's his numbers, right? He completes 75% of his passes. That's 90 attempts. So it's not a small sample. He's attempted 90 without OBJ, 75 with OBJ against the Bengals. So completion 75% without OBJ for 839 yards, 12 touchdowns, Rob, and 0 picks. Against the Bengals, when OBJ plays, he completes 52% of his passes for 600 yards, 5 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions. Last thing is this, last numbers that back this up. His passer rating the last 2 years, with OBJ on the field, 79.6. With OBJ off the field, Rob, 116.6. Again, not saying OBJ is not their best receiver, all that stuff. He is. But I think Baker, for the reasons I laid out, the mental reasons, the psychological reasons, I think he may be better off without OBJ. And we'll get to see it over the rest of the year.
Well, that'll tell you that he's not really a great quarterback then, because most quarterbacks excel when they have an exceptional talent. Something
right.
doesn't
make... And you got to be strong enough to tell
because,
the dude,
because
look,
Chris,
you weren't open or whatever.
You brought it up earlier. When did Tom Brady have his greatest season as a quarterback? When he had a Hall of Fame, all-time great wide receiver. Am I right?
Right.
That didn't
right.
stop Tom Brady from doing what he did. And I'm just saying, from Baker's standpoint, the numbers you read, that tells me about Baker more so in not being able to utilize him the right way. And I understand your point about making sure you get the ball to him and how can you not look his way all the time, right? He's a dynamic player. That didn't stop Tom Brady from looking Randy Moss's way and putting up ungodly numbers, because that's what he did.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And what it speaks to, Rob, is as the quarterback, you've got to have the strong enough personality where you're not moved by your diva receivers, right? You're not moved by the guy that wants the ball all the time. Because guess what? They all want it all the time.
Everybody out there. Everybody.
You got to be able to tell. You have to be enough of a leader to be like, look, man, you weren't open. Or I didn't get it. So-and-so was open. Or I mean, whatever you got to say. But I just think that's been a problem for Baker.
And you know, it's funny because tomorrow, of course, is a Trash Talking Tuesday. And I did one for Deadspin because there's a lot of people out there, Chris, who are today. See, he is a franchise quarterback. Look at what he did. He got off to a rough start, and then he hit 22 out of 23 passes, 297 yards, 5 touchdowns. He was unbelievable. The only problem and the reason I say you have to pump the brakes is because of his history against the Bengals, which, Chris, for whatever reason, he has demolished them. 5-1 and 6 starts.
You know the reason.
Because their defense is
bad. Suck.
Right, their defense.
Right?
But you see what I'm saying? Like, it was just 2 weeks ago we were questioning whether or not they should move on from him.
Right, right.
Am I right? Right. Like, what happened? The Bengals happened.
Right. Exactly. Come on. Like, you're right. They're a horrible team. And let me say this quickly. Joe Burrow looks like the truth. I don't want to jump too quickly.
That's why
you know?
No, but you know what? Truth, a lot of people were like, they didn't want to take him because he only had the 1 year and he flamed out at Ohio State. And he put up, Chris, the best statistical year for a quarterback in college football.
Right.
The Bengals would have been crazy to pass on him. I'm telling
Absolutely.
You. You,
Absolutely.
You don't – that's like don't overthink it. Pick that guy. If it doesn't work out, that doesn't mean that you didn't make the right pick. He was the right pick.
They're going to be good, Rob. I mean, I know they're 1-5, 1-5-1 right now. But when you have a quarterback that good, I think you're going to end up being a good team. I mean, look at all the best quarterbacks, Rob. The teams are pretty good. That's just how it works in this league. So unless they just build around him in absolutely idiotic fashion, the Bengals have a bright future. But let me get back to Baker. I think the rest of this year, you know, we've all in the past, every now and then there's the, you know, should they trade OBJ talk comes about, right? Look, the rest of this season, and I know, look, they're 5-2. I know they're thinking playoffs, and they should be. So they should be thinking playoffs. That's the number one priority, make the playoffs. However, you're also watching Baker and seeing what he does the rest of the year. And is my theory correct? Is he better without OBJ? Because, again, I agree with you. He's going to have to strengthen up mentally. You can't – because if it's not OBJ, you might get another receiver, right, who's colorful, who's flamboyant, who's great,
who's
and
talented,
who always wants the
right.
football, right? So you got to learn how to deal with this. But, Rob, if – let's say Baker plays well the rest of the season – not, you know, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers well, but, you know, well. And they make the playoffs. I, honestly, Rob, that's when you might want to move on from OBJ. Now, what are you going to get for him? That's kind of a big question, too. Because obviously
you probably
now he's
had
got
to
the
trade
injuries.
Him when he had the 3 touchdowns right there.
Right.
The week after that.
You're not getting a lot for him.
You're not getting anything now at this point. I don't see why anybody would make a move. At this point, only because, Chris, not just the injury, but now his history is plagued by not being able to stay healthy.
Right, right. And I won't blame OBJ if Baker has a great season the rest of the way, but some people will. Other talent evaluators around the league might be like, it's a problematic personality or our quarterback's not strong enough. You know what I mean? Like, we just don't want to deal with that, whatever it is. So, we'll see, man, what the future holds for OBJ and what it holds for Baker Mayfield. All right, your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Why does Baker Mayfield seem to play better without OBJ? And do you expect that he'll continue to excel without Odell Beckham the rest of the way this season? We will continue the conversation with you as Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. It is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday. Got a question for you. Want to know what's really scary? Seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance had you switched to Geico. That's scary. Almost as scary as watching your dog growl at the wall and realize he sees something you do not. So get a quote at Geico.com today. All right, the Rams and the Bears are underway on Monday Night Football. Just started.
I didn't have Bears, a feel for this game.
Punting in their first. You don't have a feel?
Yeah, I didn't. I just didn't. I didn't bet on this game at all. I didn't have a feel. I just don't. I don't know what to expect. I really.
Well,
don't.
The Rams. I think the Rams were favored by 6, which I think is a little high. I think the Rams win, but not by 6.
Yeah, I stayed away from it. I did. You know who cost me $500 this past week?
Who?
The Browns.
Really?
When they scored the touchdown, Chris. He missed the extra point. The spread was 3.5. If he makes the extra point,
wow.
I have a 14 parlay that pays 500. Matthew Stafford, the last second touchdown, I bet on the Lions for the second week in a row. He made me $130 with that touchdown at the end right there. I was getting +2.
Look at you, man. And I don't even know you anymore. All this money you're spending. Betty, my goodness.
I'm not buying sneakers anymore.
I know. I guess you got to put that money somewhere.
What do you want
and
me to do?
Your favorite places are closed, right?
All right.
There's no, wow. Wow.
I went to Texas. I couldn't throw any singles around. I just had to hang out with friends.
All right, 877-99
on Fox.
You know, feel sorry for
Texas
Rob.
Texas is bigger, right?
Oh. All right, tell us what you think about Baker. Why did he play better, it seems, without OBJ? You're turned away, and let's get to it, Rob.
All right, let's start with Mark in Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
Hi, guys. Hope you're doing well in health and spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we are. Thank you.
Let's look at perspective here, okay? In less than 3 full years, and I'll get to the point in less than 60 seconds, Baker Mayfield had how many coaches in less than 3 years? He's had 4. Yep. In less than 3 years, he's had 3 new offenses to learn along with the entire team. Also, they have no kicker. Kickers, this is the second one they're on this year. And you're right, he did miss an extra point. I believe he missed a field goal, too.
Well, that also, extra point at the end killed me, though, Mark.
Yeah,
you know,
I know. I can bleed for you there. Also, no defense. On average, they've been down 4.6 starters the year on defense, starting with their big pick at safety, Delpit, who went down in Achilles. One game, they were out 5 starters. Yesterday, they were down 4 starters with Obinjobi, Greedy Williams, you go on and on. Brandon Jacobs, middle linebacker, 4 starters were out.
So you
Baker
think he's
no,
fine?
No
hey, I think
year.
I'm reading between the lines. You
yes,
think
Mark,
Baker
so he gets
is fine?
No blame?
He just doesn't have enough help, or he's had a bad hand. Let's put it that way.
But secondly, I mean, the most important thing. I'm sorry, is Baker Mayfield does not call the plays. And they've been using, in a lot of ways, I've watched this carefully, they've been using OBJ as a decoy in a lot of cases, which I think is a waste of talent. But Baker Mayfield does not call the plays. Stefanski does, and no one's even mentioned that. But, yeah, their defense is pathetic. My God, I think I can throw for 300.
All right, so he believes in Baker, it sounds
like. That's right.
Like,
thanks,
Rob.
Mark. How about Marty in Kentucky? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? If he thinks the Cleveland defense is pathetic, what do you say about the Cowboys after what Cleveland did?
Seattle gave up 500 yards yesterday.
Poop fest.
They got the best. They got the best quarterback in football to make up for it. But
not yesterday. He had 3 interceptions. He cost them
3 touchdowns, 3 picks. Yep.
He might not be the best every week, but week after week, he's my guy. But on the subject of Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham, Rob, you and I and Jonas Knox talked about it when he was filling in for Chris in one of his many weeks off last year.
Yes.
I told you before the season even started, you can't have a diva at quarterback and a diva at wide receiver at the same time because they're both too worried about what everybody thinks, and that causes problems. Now, Rob River wants to ask you a question.
Yes.
Go ahead. This is the last undefeated team, Rob Parker.
What's the last undefeated team?
In the NFL?
Yeah, the Steelers. I know, and I've been hard on the Steelers.
I think Rivers turning on you, Rob.
River, don't do it, Rivers. Hey, Rivers, look down at your feet. And then remember, yours truly. Don't let him buy you, River.
We're talking about the wrong AFC North team. We should be talking about the Steelers playing Baltimore next week.
That's going to be a great game.
Yes.
I know, Marty, you were shaking in your boots, though, because it looked like they gave it up. They missed field goal at the end. Nashville almost ties.
It's a good game. Tennessee ain't no joke, man.
I was another second. Tennessee is for real. It's not the last we'll see of them, that's for sure.
No doubt. All right, let's squeeze in Sean from Sacramento. Thanks, Marty. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
Uncle from another mother. Man, I love following my cousin from Kentucky as well.
Yes.
But my take real quick, and I also lost a ton of money because of them damn Browns. Man, I actually took the Bengals money line. I was looking great until that last throw. So I feel your pain.
Oh, you had the money line. How about me? All I had to do was make the extra point. I was $500 rich. I would have won $630 yesterday.
It's them dirty cheating refs, man. They took plus money, man.
Man.
Y'all got to be like me and bet for fun, not for cadouche. Y'all going to go broke, man.
Hey, I put 10% in the collection plate on Sundays too, man. So don't My take real quick, that is, I think Faker Mayfield, man, he's definitely a product of whatever offensive scheme they're putting together. Lincoln Riley had him looking like a superstar over there, but what quarterback did him back in Oklahoma, man?
Right.
You got to look at what he did with the terrible coach that he had last year. He wasn't able to pull off any plays. He led zero comebacks, and I think they finished with, what, 4 wins? This year, Stefanski's putting together a great running game. And, you know, I don't want to call it a blessing in disguise that OBJ went out, but, bruh, don't start unlacing your shoes and taking your helmet off if you actually want to play the game. Count your blessings, OBJ.
So are you with me that you think he's probably going to do better without OBJ?
Oh, I think he's going to do great. Now he doesn't have any of that pressure from vet superstars trying to tell him that they need the ball. I mean, they were running the ball with OBJ. That's how much he was abandoned. And that's one more thing, Uncle Rob. Man, I thought you was going to get that 6 touchdowns oh so easily, but it's looking all bad.
Oh, you know it. I'm hurt. That's another 380 that OBJ
cost. Another 100. That could have been 2 pair of Jordans, right?
Just killing me.
Wow. We got the Hall of Famer Rod Woodson and his theme music coming up next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, Steve,
thank you, Steve.
Real quick, I did something in Texas that I've never done before.
Keep it PG-13, Rob.
I ain't paying for that.
You know what I did? You won't believe it.
PG-13.
It's PG-13.
All right.
I actually had ribs for brunch, and I brought the ribs back from Texas to L.A. on the plane.
They were that good?
Yes.
They must have been delicious.
Wow. Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Well, did you have ribs in the airport, Rob?
No. I was at a restaurant.
Wow.
And I put them. I had a refrigerator in my room. I took a carryout box.
Wow.
And I left them in the refrigerator. And this morning I did not forget them. I packed them in my bag, and I carried them on. And I'm gonna have them for dinner tonight. I never did that. Bring leftovers from another city.
That's saying something. Enjoy. All right, we're the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It is easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. Hit it! That's right. Only a chosen few get their own theme music on the Odd Couple. He's one of them because he's a Super Bowl champion, Hall of Fame defensive back, friend of the show, Mr. Rod Woodson. What's up, brother?
What's up, my brothers from another mother?
We are good. I got a lot to ask you. I think a lot is going on in the NFL, so I want to get right to it, cut out the small talk. And first, I got to go to Tampa Bay, Rod. Tom Brady is not looking 43. Like, I think some of the placement on these balls, those – Like, three of his touchdown passes yesterday were put placed perfectly. What do you think we're seeing? Am I overreacting, or is he really looking that good?
Remember this. Remember, everybody kept having this conversation. Is it Tom Brady or is it Bill Belichick? Who is it? Is it Tom Brady? And everybody kept giving Bill Belichick all the credit. The majority of the guys are giving Bill Belichick all the credit. And now look at him.
Wait a minute, Rod. Let me push back on you, Rod.
And I always said that Brady should get the lion's share of the credit. But I said right now what we're seeing, he's proving it.
Rod,
we see what's happening in Boston,
Rod,
too.
I'm shocked that you would take the easy way out for a man who played defense in the NFL.
So what?
Hold on. I'm going to give you my case that in those last three Super Bowls, that the defense held those teams that they beat to 0 points in the fourth quarter. The Rams had the fifth greatest offense in the history of the NFL. They scored 3 points in the Super Bowl. And the first three Super Bowls were all won by Adam Vinatieri. All those games were close. And don't forget, Bill Belichick's defense also shut down the greatest show on turf. That Super Bowl, they were double-digit favorites. How in the world could you act as if Belichick doesn't have anything to do with what that franchise has done?
That's not what I said. I didn't say that. The majority of people have been asking the question, who gets the credit? And I'm just saying, listen, you can have a great coach and sucky players, and they're not going to win too much.
I agree with that.
But when you do have great coaches to go along with great players, you can't have a dynasty like they've had. And the one thing you've seen, though, is that you still need great players in the National Football League. Bill Belichick is a good coach. He does always put a good product on the field. Tom Brady had to learn a new system. Everybody said after game one that he was all washed up. He should, you know, can he keep making it? Is he going to be that same guy? And he just had to learn the language. He had to learn the language. He had to figure out who his guys was. He had to figure out who can do what. And he's getting better and better at it. And then with the addition of A.B., if he comes in and if he let's say we live in a perfect world. A.B. comes in, he's going to be in shape, and he doesn't have any disruptions in the locker room and on the playing field, and he comes in and plays the way he's capable of playing. How good are they going to be on offense?
Man, it's an embarrassment of riches as far as their weapons. But let me ask you, you've been in locker rooms as a coach and a player. Obviously, guys want to win, Rod. But, you know, dudes want their shine, right? They want their targets and all that. They want to be all pro and you know, make the Pro Bowl and stuff like that. Can this cause a problem? Because you got so many receivers to throw it to, and now you're adding another great one. You think that could be any of a problem in Tampa Bay?
I don't think so. Bruce Arians came out and said that Tom Brady had nothing to do with A.B. being signed for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I say baloney.
Right.
Tom Brady had everything to do.
Did he say that for the other players? Did he say that for his receivers?
I think he did. Yeah. And, you know, for me, though, because remember, Bruce had him for 3 years in Pittsburgh. Tom had him for that one time. Tom let him stay in his house.
Right.
So one thing Tom does know, and the one thing that Bruce knows, you can never have enough great players on your football team. You can never. And when you do have them, I believe that, you know, if Bruce can keep A.B. under check, man, this, you know, you got Mike Evans, you got Godwin, you got A.B., you got players across the board. And then you got to think, you got to hope that somewhere along the line, Gronkowski, he gets better and better and better as he keeps playing, and he makes a bigger impact than what he's been doing. But, you know, they have the players across the board on offense, and the defense, they probably have the best two inside linebackers in the National Football League playing together, that combo.
Can we talk about a bad football team, the Atlanta Falcons, who only they could score a touchdown that helped them lose a football game? How does that happen? Todd Gurley, I mean,
that's
seriously.
That's not blamed on Gurley, Rod, right?
That's not Gurley's fault, man. Yeah, that's not Gurley's
fault. Whose fault is that?
No, okay, we've seen that. It should have been talked about probably you know, pre-snap. So in the huddle, they should have said, we don't want to score. But anyway, you know, Todd Gurley, if you really paid attention, Todd Gurley was, you know, he broke through the tackle and he realized he was closer to the goal line. He tried to stop and fall down, and the ball went across the goal line. With that being said, the defense still had an opportunity, and they gave up like three plays. They marched right down the field for it. I mean, it's just crazy.
No, but the game is over right. If you don't score or you don't give them any time. Come on, that shouldn't happen. That's a bet.
I blame the defense.
Right.
I blame Todd Gurley. I also want to ask you about the Cowboys, and what do you do there with that? I mean, that's another situation where they didn't even compete, I mean, against Washington. They were never in that game. It was awful.
You know what's crazy, though? They're only a half a game out.
Well, they're in the worst division in the history of football.
I know, but they're only – I mean, so as bad as they look terrible, right? But as bad as they look, the silver lining for them is that they're a half a game out of first place. That's what's crazy. And what's really upsetting, if you're a football fan, is that one of these teams in the NFC West isn't going to be in the postseason with a winning record. And the team who wins the East, the NFC East, they're going to be 7-9.
Right.
They're going to be 7-9, and that team is going to get in. But one of the teams with a winning record, probably 10-6, one of those teams in the NFC West won't make it in.
Look, last question, Rod. We got a minute left. Tell me about what you're seeing from Cam Newton and the Patriots at this point, and what you think the future holds this season.
Well, I mean, Cam, I think some of those throws he's just pressing. The one throw, it's one of the worst throws I've seen him throw in a while. He just threw right at the feet of.
Was that the first
receiver.
Interception, or I don't know?
It wasn't an interception. It was an incomplete pass, but it was just right at the feet of the receiver. Didn't even come close. And it wasn't – I mean, the guy was only about 10 to 15 yards away from him, and nobody was in front of him. And he was just this bad mechanics. Just unfortunate that all the pressure is going to Cam, though, right? Cam has to do everything. Right. And if Cam doesn't do everything, they're not going to win. And that's the hard thing. I don't think it's all Cam's fault. They don't have any playmakers. The only playmaker they do have – is Edelman.
Right.
They don't have anybody else.
He's long in the tooth. Let's just be honest. Right.
I predicted they'd make the playoffs, right? What's a quick prediction you think their record is at the end of the season?
No, I didn't think they were going to make the playoffs. I had them out. I had the Buffalo Bills to me by far is the best team in that division. I thought they're going to be at least 500, 8-8, or 9-7 would be the best record they could have this year. I just thought, especially with all the opt-outs, even though they get in Cam, they just don't have all the weapons at their disposal on offense and defense that they need.
All right, that's our man, Rod Woodson, the Hall of Famer. Thanks as always, brother.
Hey, send me some of those ribs.
Oh, you already know, Rod. Hey, Rod, you ever bring ribs from another state? My goodness.
All right, Rod, peace, brother. The hottest radio game show in the country coming up. Sources say it's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob on a Magic City Monday. DJ Alex Tyshirt on the ones and the twos. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And it is time. For sources say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's sources say.
Yes, sir. It is sources say. The Occupy Fox Sports Radio. Before we get to today's head-to-head matchup, quick tease ahead to next week. In place of Broussard's Fab Five, which is over now, the NBA season is over. We will have a new bit. Coming your way, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia to prove once again that you don't have to work. You don't have to know anything about sports to work in sports media.
Oh, is that right?
And so we'll the details will be coming soon.
Alex knows nothing about
sports. But it'll be a great segment, I promise you. Just to
sounds
give
fun.
Just to tease ahead again, the question all that right. we tested him first was if a field goal from 30 yards worth 3 points, how much is one from 52 yards?
Oh, my.
It took me a sec.
It took him a minute to get it right, but he got it. But that's the kind of stuff you're going to get.
You know what? I never miss Tyshe's trivia. I never listened to it, so I never miss it.
Oh, you're going to love it, Rob. I promise you.
It's going to be much better than that joke.
Everything is not funny. All right, here we go. Sources say the Acapulco Fox Sports Radio. My sources say that Cowboys defensive coordinator Mike Nolan had to stop today's news conference this afternoon because he accidentally got Tabasco sauce in his eye. Chris, my source is good.
I'm going to say that's false.
I think he ate before he went in and it kept bothering him and he realized something was in his eye. True.
Is that what happened?
He said he had it on his fingers and he accidentally touched his eye.
I'm surprised I didn't see that.
You know what? Because I had given him some ribs. Remember, I was down there in Dallas, so he had some of my ribs for lunch. Everything's not funny.
All right, here we go. Story number two. My sources say Falcons tight end Hayden Hurst had his team-issued iPad stolen from his car a few hours after they lost to Detroit on Sunday. Rob, you're in the lead. My source is good.
I'm going to say that's false. What is this iPad doing in the car? Who leaves anything in the car? You're asking for it to be stolen.
I'm going to say it was another player, and that's false.
Golly. Really?
Yep. Not the first time it's happened, Rob. We've heard of that before.
You leave stuff in your car?
Yeah, all the time.
I don't. And you know why I don't?
Social security card. No, you don't.
Stop it. Credit cards.
No. All
right,
here we go.
Right there on the dashboard.
Story number three.
Your baby. Right. Like anything.
Only twice. My sources say that Mike Tyson is hooked up with a LA-based group called Tiki Lau to drop a new EDM track, and it's called, get this, Mike Tyson. Rob, my source is good.
Oh, God.
Sounds so stupid. it sounds true because it's so stupid. I'm going to say true.
I would like to go against Rob because I need the point, but I think it's true.
You should have gone against me. It's all right.
Nah, I got to try to win.
2-1. Here we go. Story number four. My sources say, again, sources say the Acapulco Fox Sports Radio. Former NBA vet Rashard Lewis said in a podcast last week that he blew through $1 million in the first 24 hours after he signed his big deal with the Magic back in the day. As a free agent. Rob, you're still in the lead. My source is good.
He blew through $1 million. I say yes because he probably bought a house and family members, cars. I say yes. He just went crazy.
I need the point. I'm going to say false.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Okay, I'm back in the game. 1-1.
It was Shaq and he did it in 1 hour.
Shaq blew $1 million in an hour.
He said he vacationed, got some cars, got a house.
Yeah,
but within the
first hour, he spent a million dollars.
Yeah, but if you buy a house for half a million,
well,
Chris,
other
or something
than a
like
house,
that.
He didn't get a house though, right?
Yeah, he did.
He said he did. And then he went on a trip to Vegas.
Yeah, right. You get a house
really quick.
Especially his house.
Yeah. My sources say an IG model named Destiny Sky said on social media she's going to post a video of her being intimate with married Browns running back Nick Chubb if he doesn't pay her $100,000. Chris, my source is good.
I'm gonna say true.
If I say true, it's going to just end in a tie.
Correct.
So I'll just say false to make Chris feel good.
Play the music!
You sit on a throne of lies!
Yeah! No, he didn't even believe it. It doesn't count. You got to answer.
No, it does not. It doesn't matter. I won. Stop all of that.
Stop it.
Rob Parker.
You don't want that. You're better than that.